In the first talk, I talked about humility. And I said that humility is kind of like the string that keeps all that beautiful necklace together, the necklace which are the virtues. Okay? I'd like to go out here on a little bit of deep water and teach you a Latin expression. It's gratia perficit naturam. Grace makes nature perfect. What does that mean? It means that you're born as a human being before anything else, with all that that means. Okay? You have parents who give you life and create you. You have a history, a background. You have your genes. You have your social and cultural background. Okay? That's your human nature. It's our human nature. Grace is something that God gives us. It's the Holy Spirit. And He takes that nature and He does something to it. David. What I want to say about humility as the key to holiness, okay, is that humility is like our human nature. It's a preparation for God's work. It's what we have to do. See, we're not blobs and God kind of takes them, and we have free will. We're created in God's image. In other words, we can think and we can want. We have intellect and we have will. We're created in God's image. Okay? Which means we have to cooperate with God. God isn't going to come down and force Himself into us. God isn't going to come down and make us do something. That's why God allowed Adam and Eve to sin. He gave them freedom. And so humility is our job. We have to prepare. Look, if you want to plant a garden, so they tell me in the streets of Brooklyn, there are no gardens. They tell me if you want to plant a garden, you have to go out and you have to prepare the ground. You have to flatten it, take out any rocks and stones, and then you have to put fertilizer and prepare the soil so that it's rich and that it'll provide good life for the seeds. And then you put the seeds in, and then you have to give it sun and water. And then the plant comes, and then from the plant comes the flowers, or the food, or the fruit, or whatever you want. But you have to prepare the ground, okay? For example, I don't think good fruit would grow from this ground, because this ground is not ready to accept that seed. Even if you put light and water, it's not going to work, because this ground has to be prepared. Okay? We have to be prepared. We have to do something. And that's what humility is. And then what I said is that humility is something we can learn, we can develop. How? Scripture tells us. The fear of the Lord is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So, it doesn't mean fright. It's not the instinct that we have. Here comes a lion, a 250-pound lion. We're going to run. Why? I don't have to think, oh, that's a lion, 250 pounds. Well, it's got claws. It can kill me and eat me. No, I don't think that. I see the lion, I run. By the way, I promise that because of yesterday's miracle, I will not say a dirty word today. I didn't say a dirty word yesterday, but okay. That's fear. When Scripture talks about fear of the Lord, first of all, it can't be the same thing because you can learn it. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit, which means you have to pray for it. You have to pray for fear of the Lord. What does that mean? It means not to be afraid of God, although I still say...